Hello friends, welcome to this session. This will be dealing with chapter 2, which deals into or tells us different types of tourism that we have. Let us check what are the key points that are to be covered here. We are going to deal with these different types of tourism, introduction as to what these different types are and how they are based upon. So relaxation, business, sightseeing, nature enjoyment, health, religious, entertainment, sports and other types. So let's deal with them one by one. Now this is a picture which might tell you what are the different types of tourism. We have sports, we have entertainment tourism, religious tourism, health tourism, nature enjoyment tourism, sightseeing tourism, business tourism and relaxation tourism. And then there are some other types of tourism which we will deal later on. Now let us concentrate on first what we have is relaxation tourism. From the term itself, we know that we are talking about tourism whose purpose is for relaxation. So there are many reasons why people might require a change. Long periods of hard and stressful work, far less time to spend with family and kids, better leave travel facilities for public and private sector employments, and more recreational outlets being available all over the world. Now these are certain overviews with regards to relaxation tourism. Now when we talk about going to a particular place, the ideal way is to relax or de-stress ourselves. There can be many destinations which are sought after for a relaxing vacation. One of the main reasons would be having the family type that we have. And this is better leave travel facilities for public and private sector employees. This is one of the reasons why relaxation tourism is catching up, because we have many holidays which are there, that is paid leaves which are there, and recreational outlets across the world. So as the international tourism has been progressed, we have seen that there are many different options which are easily available for relaxation. So we can talk about resorts, we can talk about different kinds of recreating outlets, we can talk about certain workshops which are held, there are certain de-stressing workshops which are held, then there are spiritual outings. When we consider this spiritual outings as being visiting to a place and going there for a meditation workshop, say for about 4 days or so. So all this can come under relaxation tourism. The next what we have is visiting friends and relatives. Now the reason why people might travel to friends and relatives will be only one for meeting them. Second, it will be there are certain occasions why we are meeting. Then there are various festivals why we are going there. Large populations are migrant to distant places as business expands across the world. People settled in distant lands want to seek their roots and culture, and renewing old ties and reliving the past. So here there are two aspects wherein we are coming back to our roots, that is we are trying to reconnect with our ancestors, where our ancestors are living, and the present times when there are extended families which are living in different continents or in different countries. So visiting friends and relatives will be one type of tourism that we have. Now increased number of resorts and holiday homes. Most resorts are located away from cities and situated in scenic locations. People want to get away from the hustle and bustle of the cities. Now when I'm talking about a resort trip, ideally it is most of these resorts are placed near the natural attractions. So we have beach resorts, we have mountain resorts, lake views resorts, other resorts. Now these resorts ideally are a way for people to take a break from their regular life. It can be more of relaxing or pampering oneself. There can be health resorts, there can be spa resorts which are famous. So all this will come under resorts and holiday homes. All modern comforts, luxuries and facilities are provided. Most of these resorts will make sure that all the facilities are there, wherein people do not have to leave the resort. So ideally people who are resort goers or taking such types of vacations are not visiting a particular destination for visiting a sightseeing place, but it is for experiencing that particular resort. There are relaxation outlets for all members and age groups and ideal places for celebrating special occasions. So what happens is there are specific packages which cater to the needs of the traveler. So suppose if I am talking about a senior senior citizen package, there can be activities or package which is specially designed for them. There can be honeymoon packages, there can be resorts which provide great packages for honeymooners, etc. So these are one of the options that one has. Now, view of the popular resort. This is Corbett Holiday Resort near Corbett National Park. Now, these are jungle resorts which are there. The USB of this such type of resorts is the proximity to the jungle, that is the forest, and it gives a feel of being in the wilderness. So, those are the resorts. Then again, the types of packages that they are offering. Now we have the cruise ship tourism. If we talk about the cruising industry, ideally the start of the cruising industry was because of the water transport. In early days, it was one of the only ways to cross big oceans and go to the other continent. So this was with respect to cargo which goes from one end to another. Later on, it was also used for commuting passengers, and it was a type of commuting. But today, when we are talking about ships, it is more of pleasure trips. It is something that we are taking a cruise, not because we want to reach some place, but to experience that cruising experience. Alright, so earlier it was a means of transport, today it's a means of tourism. Okay, so when we talk about cruising ship industry as such, earlier there were many cruises which had specific themes to it. There were gambling cruise ships which gained popularity because of certain laws in certain countries wherein they had banned gambling. So what used to this cruise ships used to do, they used to depart from such countries and go in the international waters, and then people can gamble because then the law is not, the land's law is not extended in that area. So these are the gambling cruises which were started. There are very many other themes which were making the cruise industry popular. Further ahead, as the airlines and other traveling options were coming up, the cruise industry went down, that is, it made tremendous losses. And later on, as the cruising ship industry changed for the betterment, it was promoted not as a traveling option but as a touring option. So a large number of cruise operators are there. These cruise operators which are there are said to have alliances. So ideally what happens when we are talking about the big companies in cruise industry, these are forming alliances with each other to make the cruising industry more profitable for one another. So what happens is there can be two or three companies which are operating together and which might have different ships, but they have certain bilateral agreements which they have made so as to have the maximum profit from the entire tourism industry. So suitable ports and well-trained cruise staff is a must when we are talking about cruise ships. And cruise holiday present tourists with different landscapes, cultures and experiences across many countries. Now when we are talking about cruises, taking a cruise, ideally a passenger will board the cruise. There is no question of unpacking or packing because they are staying at the cruise. The cruise will start moving from one city to another and take the passengers along with them. So the passengers can get down at that port, do the sightseeing and come back again, and the ship might leave again. Further ahead, on the cruise itself, there are many other facilities which entertain and recreate the passengers. Now these are this is one of the photo wherein the tourists are enjoying while on land or on port. The next what we have is the business tourism. Now likely the tourism will be the main purpose for it will be business. So business activities crossing international boundaries at a furious pace because of the increased globalization. More and more business discussions, seminars, briefing sessions are held in exotic locations. Now there is one thing which is seen, that there are many multinational companies which are arranging business meets in exotic locations. Now one of the main reasons behind it is that all the candidates who are a part of the meeting would be at one place and there won't be other distractions to it. Apart from that, it will be something of a meeting place wherein everybody else from different locations can come at that place and have the meeting. So meetings, incentives, conventions and exhibitions or MICE activities form an integral part of business tourism. Is a modern buzzword in the business tourism. A broad spectrum of activities pertaining to business and trade shown in the following slide. Now these are the picture which tells you what all things are there in business tourism. Now we have the daily commuting to work. We have the daily commuting to work outside one's home area. Then we have the local, regional and national meetings. We have minor international congresses and conventions, training courses. There are various training courses. Ideally, these are the off-site courses. So what happens is the people have to travel to that particular site for this training courses. Exhibitions and trade fairs. There are many exhibitions and trade fairs across the world and in almost all of the fields. So it can be steel, it can be plastic, it can be chemicals, it can be pharma company. Most of them have their own exhibitions and trade fairs. A visit to these trade fairs and exhibitions is must for the business people here. Product launches are held. Then there is incentive travel, the traveling which is sponsored by the company for the employees who have done a better work at the office. Short-term migration for employment, there are certain projects which are given. Say for example, a software engineer has to handle a project, he needs to travel to that particular destination country, that particular country where the project is taking place or for a short-term basis. Then there are student and teacher exchange programs. Taking goods to the market, that is when we are actually transporting the goods and along with that the business travel takes place. Delivering goods to the customers, we are talking about say software the guidings. Then we have the military service. Now in military service, what we are talking about is places other than the one's normal base. So the travel that will be involved will be considered under business travel. Then what we have is the aid, charities, NGOs working on projects away from the main base. Now what we have is there are many NGOs which are in developed countries who are helping the developing or underdeveloped countries. So there are projects which are there for which these NGO workers or activists have to travel to these places. So government employees who are traveling for the service of the state and individual general business trips. So all of this are related to business travel and the main reason for travel would be business. Now when we are talking about the major international congresses and conventions, exhibitions and trade fairs, and we are talking about travel companies, huge travel companies who are specialist into business travels, there is an excellent planning and management and organization of these tours. So what happens is we are talking about an say a particular trade fair which has participants from across the world. There are so many companies which have their own representatives who are at the stalls of this trade fairs or this exhibition. And then there are people who are coming there as spectators for this particular trade fairs or exhibitions. So there are travel companies who deal with this tour packages. The planning, the required planning which goes ahead with respect to the MICE tours are somewhat already planned 1 year in advance. So later on what happens is they just start selling the packages. So when we are talking about planning of a business tour, it is every minute detail like pick up and drop. Then there are the types of accommodation, then to and fro from the hotel to the exhibition site, then the post trips, the post sightseeing trips, then again the food and beverage services. Further ahead, apart from this, there are certain other services which are integral part of business tourism, business travel, like services which deal into giving secretarial services, interpreters which are required, then people who are with the gadgets. So there are many of the exhibitions and meetings which might require the availability of different gadgets, like the technical gadgets like projectors, or there can be mics or other things. So all this minute planning is a part and parcel of an entire business travel project, and they are well planned ahead. So this is a broad spectrum of what a business travel is. Now next is the sightseeing tourism that we have. Now this is the mankind has is always curious about knowing what is where, and the main reason behind this particular tourism is sightseeing. So people have to see what they are going for, where they are going. So exploration of new areas, absorption of natural beauty, flora and fauna, tracing the history of the world, visit to man-made structures, monuments, infinite number of tourist attractions in the world, desire to see exotic beautiful lands, understanding different cultures. All of this revolves around sightseeing tourism. So the main reason behind a sightseeing tourism would be to see these things, experience these things, and come back with a rich knowledge about the destination that we had been. Now let's see some of the things like the seven wonders of the world. What we have here are the seven wonders of the modern world. Recently there was a campaign which was given, and people have voted this particular seven wonders as one of the modern seven wonders. Now the first contender here is the Chichen Itza, which is at Yucatano, Mexico. This is a site which is related to the Mayan culture. What we see here is a structure which is pyramidically placed. It is it is said to be dedicated to the serpent god, and you can see that there are the parallels which are running across. What happens is a special one of the thing that can be specially mentioned here is that during eclipses or during special astronomical events, what you can see is the shadow and the light effect is such that it can see that the serpent is actually coming down the slope. So that is something here. It's an entire complex of many structures in Mexico. It is drawing a large number of people here. Then there are still the ongoing excavations which are still ongoing here, and preservations are going on. So that's one of the seven wonders of the world. Let's see what the next one is. Our own Taj Mahal, that's at Agra in India, voted as one of the seven wonders, modern seven wonders of the world. One of the things that we have is the garden and the exquisite and elegant design that it has, apart from it being making it more attractive because of the legends and the myths which are involved with it. Let's see what the third one is. Christ the Redeemer, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. One of the major structures here, we have the statue. There are various stories attached to the statue, how the statue was built. There is also stories about its design. It is one of the largest art decor statue which is here. Earlier it was the largest, but there is a larger statue. This one is 98 feet tall, and it is on the Carcovado mountain in Brazil, and there is a forest nearby, Tijuca Forest, which we have. So what happens is it is lighted. You can easily see the towering statue of Christ here. The way it is made, it's one of the beautiful engineering work that we can see. Earlier the design was supposedly with the cross. Later on, the design which was confirmed was with open hands of Jesus Christ, which is more dedicated to world peace rather than the Christianity which it stands for. So Christ the Redeemer, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, it not only gives great views, but it attracts tourists from all over the world for sheer marvelous engineering that it shows. The next one is the Colosseum, Rome, Italy. Now here we have the iconic structure of Rome, Italy. It is the largest amphitheater which was built in the early times. What we have is it is a stone structure, and it is supposedly to have a large number of spectators. This was the site wherein various matches were held. There were theatricals and fairs and festivals, gladiator matches which were held during the early times. Now today it is standing in the middle of the metropolitan, in Rome in Italy. It is lighted. There are some of the walls which are still well preserved, some of the other walls which are in a very bad condition, as you can see. But nevertheless, it is one of the most iconic structure that Italy possess, and again one of the seven voted as one of the seven modern wonders. The Great Wall of China, again a very great engineering feat. It is said that it is also visible from the space orbit, that is orbit around the Earth, the Earth's orbit, orbital movement. You can actually see the Wall of China, and there are satellite images for that. So this Wall of China basically was built for protection from the exterior powers. It was built within, there was not one single dynasty which has built it, but it started from one dynasty and it was went on added from the others. Now there are different kinds of shadowy places which are created, which were there as storage places for the cannons, for attacking if any of the attacks are coming ahead. So this is a Great Wall of China, one of the major tourist attractions that China holds. Machu Picchu, Cusco region, Peru. Again, this is one particular attraction which attracts many tourists to Peru. It is strategically placed, and there are many stories which are attached to it. It is known to be the lost city, or it is also known to be a city which has lots of treasures which are there. So ideally, in between certain myths which are concerned with Machu Picchu are that this was a royal retreat. It was a retreat or a holiday site for the early Incan rulers. So when there, most of the things are in ruins, but it is definitely worth visit because of the spectacular views that it offers. There are the site which was taken for this particular Machu Picchu construction is placed practically in between two hills on a platform, that is which is created. So here Machu Picchu has been also we might have seen certain movies wherein Machu Picchu plays as a background. Petra, Jordan. Again, it is a favorite of Bollywood shootings. You might have seen Petra many times, and what is here is the lost city, again as they say, in middle of the desert. But it is not rightly said, because this was a city which was created on purpose in that particular site, because you can find that there are, it was oasis which was created over here. So these are beautiful structures, and they are very well preserved here. Also, what is this is one of the iconic structures of Jordan. Again, the different kinds of designs which are developed in the different ways, the way which leads to this particular Petra city is also worth taking. So if you actually search for images, you might see the spectacular coloring effects which are seen at Petra, Jordan. It was various times invaded by many people in search of treasures which is there. So next is ecotourism. We have ecotourism involves exploration of pristine land without disturbing the natural environment. Now, like earlier said, it deals with ecotourism or ecology. So ideally a tourism which is done to experience the nature, but making sure that it is not in any way harmful to the nature. So that is ecotourism. The purpose is to make everyone aware of the unfriendly methods of treating natural resources and leaving bins. So what happens here is we are trying to promote sustainable tourism through ecotourism. So ecotourism helps keeping the environment clean, healthy, and benefits the local population. National parks, bird sanctuaries across the world help preserve natural landscapes and protect local flora and fauna. So ecotourism might play a major part. For example, if you are talking about visit to a national park, in an ecotourism way. So we might make sure that we are not harming the particular nature. If we are going to a natural environment, like going to certain forests which are very good for natural views, if we are going to certain waterfalls, we make sure that we do not leave behind our garbage there. So ecotourism involves in and around nature, in and around environment or ecology in a sustainable way.